WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Monkey Bone is a new movie that combines live action with stop motion and computer animation. It's directed by Henry Selick, who made The Nightmare Before Christmas and James and the Giant Peach. Film critic Henry Sheehan has a review.
In these days of South Park, an animated live-action comedy about a cartoonist in explicit sexual competition with one of his own creations doesn't exactly come hurtling out of left field. But Henry Selick's Monkey Bone is unique. Partly that's thanks to its imaginative and ingenious mixture of pared-down cell animation, stop motion, and computer generation. Partly it's because its action unfolds in both the real world and the unconscious, perhaps even a Jungian universal unconscious. For all its adolescent jokes about erections and other comically irrepressible elements of desire, Monkey Bone is about the mysterious link between sex and death. Shorn of romance, sex, at least the male adolescent variety, is depicted as the ultimate psychic reflex, an instinctive craving that will cannibalize the rest of the self in order to get what it wants. Brendan Fraser stars as Stu Miley, your basic schlubby cartoonist, whose comic book hero, a lively monkey named Monkey Bone, is about to become the star of its own TV series. The first episode, which we see in its cell-style entirety, depicts the birth of Monkey Bone from the crotch of a junior high school kid having his first unexpected and alarming erection. This birth is embarrassing not just to the kid in the cartoon, but even to Stu, who's watching the film along with network executives, sponsors, his manager, and his longtime girlfriend Julie, played by a prettier-than-ever Bridget Fonda. Fraser, who does Cute But Shy the way Mount Etna does Lava, plays Stu as so bumbling and bashful that he stays aw-shucks simple even after he gets into an auto accident that leaves him in a coma. His self-effacing consciousness descends into a strange limbo called Downtown, which is inhabited by all manners of creatures, including a newly personified Monkey Bone. Downtown is just the sort of off-the-wall experience you'd expect from Selick. Stu arrives by roller coaster. Strange stop-motion hybrids meet him on a ramshackle platform pitched precariously over an endless void. The town itself is based on the overworked theme of the Nightmare Carnival, but the inhabitants, who range from more stop-motion creatures to animatronic puppets and elaborately costumed and made-up actors, help make up for the overfamiliar housing stock. The grandest of them all is the local ruler, Hypnos, the Greek god of sleep. He has the head, shoulders, and arms of the actor Giancarlo Esposito, but his tiny goat body and legs are, well, who knows what. Whatever they are deliciously nightmarish. Downtown is a way station. Its human guests are visited by death's messengers who hand them either a ticket out or a summons to Thanatopolis, the capital of death. With the encouragement of Monkey Bone and Hypnos, Stu sneaks into Thanatopolis to steal one of those exit tickets, only to become the victim of betrayal. Here's what happens when he returns to Downtown, ticket in hand.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Stu.
It's just all part of the deal.
We've got big plans for that body of yours.
What?
No, this can't be happening.
Hypnos and Monkey Bone have cut a deal to keep Stu stuck in Downtown, where his troubled sleep will provide entertaining nightmares for the residents. Monkey Bone gets to inhabit Stu's body back on Earth and get a shot at having sex with Julie. The noisy clip is a fair indication of the movie's raucous tone, which can get a bit overwhelming. And its humor, though mostly provocative and satirical, sometimes is merely facetious, as when Whoopi Goldberg shows up to portray death. Still, the animation alone makes Monkey Bone worth a look. Selick's decision to pitch a film at the young male audience, while still hewing to a theme of unusual seriousness, makes it remarkable.
Henry Sheehan is film critic for the Orange County Register.